Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we could create a path towards greater compassion. And the story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Bridge of Understanding, A Path to Compassion. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Yeshi. Here is how the story goes. In a small village in the Sichuan province lived a young man named Li Wei. He was known for his hard work and sincerity, but was also notorious for his lack of patience and understanding for those he considered weak or lazy. One day, during a particularly hard week at work, Li Wei was approached by an old man who wanted to tell him a story. Impatiently and quite rudely, Li Wei turned the old man away, telling him that he had no time for stories, for he had plenty of work to do. The old man just smiled and walked away, but he left Li Wei with a seed of reflection. The following night, Li Wei had a vivid dream. He was standing on the bank of a river separated by a huge chasm. On the other side of the river, he saw people in great distress. Old people, children, the sick, the injured. They seemed to really need his help, but the chasm was too wide and there was no bridge. Suddenly, the old man from his village appeared. "How can I help them?" asked Li Wei. "I can't cross this gap." The old man smiled and said, "You already have the tools you need. You just need to learn how to use them." When Li Wei woke up, he felt confused, but also determined. He sought out the old man in the village and confessed to him that he did not understand his words. "What are the tools I possess?" he asked. "The tools are compassion and understanding," the old man explained. "When you learn to understand others, their struggles, their sufferings, their stories, you build a bridge of understanding. And when you cross that bridge with true compassion in your heart, you will be able to help them." Li Wei spent the following weeks learning more about the people in his village. He listened to their stories, shared their concerns, and began to understand their struggles. He found that many of the people he thought of as weak or lazy were actually struggling with heavy burdens and difficulties. Over time, Li Wei built his bridge of understanding and walked across it with compassion in his heart. He helped those who needed help and became a beloved and respected part of his community. And so the bridge of understanding became the path of compassion for Li Wei, a lesson he would never forget throughout his life. When I first read of Li Wei, I often think about how I myself sometimes have judged people. On the outside, all we can see are the ways in which they are failing. Failing the team, failing the company, failing the group. All we see are the symptoms of the greater suffering that they are experiencing. But because I'm naturally curious and I like to understand why people are the way they are, when I ask them, even in one simple moment, how are you doing today? What's happening in your life? Are you feeling okay? The story always comes out. They have depression. A family member of theirs has recently passed away. They're suffering from insomnia. They're injured, and it's really giving them a lot of pain. While all of these circumstances are no excuse for bad behavior and inconsideration, they can help us understand people as a whole and develop compassion for them, no matter where they are in their lives. And this exercise can definitely be applied to yourself as well. Have there been days where you ask yourself repeatedly, why aren't you better? Why aren't you performing? Why aren't you up to standard? This is embarrassing for yourself. Instead of letting yourself go down a rabbit hole of negative self-talk, you can instead walk on the path of compassion towards yourself and ask, why am I the way I am? Why am I struggling right now? What is it that is stopping me from being focused, productive, and joyful today? All of these questions lead to a greater understanding of why things are, rather than simply criticizing the outcomes we have. And through forging this path of compassion towards ourselves and others, we understand the greater truth around us, which is that the world is far more complex than we can ever imagine. That there are circumstances and factors at play that we will most likely never see. And as a result, we can never truly trust all of the data points we see as absolute truth. There's always more to see, always more to understand, always more to develop, and always more to conquer in our spiritual life. And thus, by walking this path of compassion, not only do we stop walking around with so much hatred and anger and frustration at others, and letting that be the environment in which we live, but we also develop great wisdom, because we understand that there are so many things in the lives of others, in the universe around us, that we cannot see. And that doesn't mean that we won't see it one day, because we can. But we may not see it in the present moment. And leaving that space for greater understanding and development is absolute wisdom, because you realize that everything you know now is only part of the iceberg. It's only part of the understanding that you want to develop. You're creating space for others, for yourself, for the world, and you're allowing yourself to stop putting so much pressure on controlling the outcomes of other people, of yourself, and of life in general. So the next time something goes wrong or someone is frustrating you, instead of simply repeating that same knee-jerk reaction of becoming angry, you can take a different choice and ask, I wonder why that is happening. And I wonder why that person is suffering. And in developing compassion and practicing it, we become all the more wise and all the more accepting of the life we have, rather than constantly criticizing it and finding fault in what we have been given. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a joyful, happy, and healthy week ahead of you. Until next week.